How's it going, everyone? It's Ben Naim here with the YouTube channel Ben the Baptist. And in this video, I wanted to respond to a short I saw about the pre-tribulation rapture. Here's the clip.
Here are two biblical texts of a pre-trib rapture in the same book. 1 Thessalonians 1:10 talks about how they're turned to God from idols, serving the living and the true God, waiting for his son, Jesus Christ, from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us, the one who rescues us himself. He delivers us from, out of the coming wrath, that orge of God, that strong displeasure toward sin. Jesus is coming to rescue us from this wrath, which is the tribulation period.
So first of all, it's worth mentioning that I don't know who this individual is. I'm not attacking the person himself, just the point being made in this particular video. And what I wanted to do is just look at the scriptures used in the clip, and then I will clear up some confusion about this topic. 1 Thessalonians 1:10 says, "And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come." There's multiple ways to look at this, I think. He's likely primarily the Apostle Paul here talking about hell. You know, we're delivered from the wrath to come after this life through the Lord Jesus Christ once we've believed on him. Now, I also think that it could apply to the wrath to come as it relates to Daniel's 70th week, which I'll talk about a little bit later.
And then in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9, we read, "God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ."
Pre-tribbers will often use this verse to prove their doctrine, but I think it can also be applied either to hell or God's wrath on this world, which is yet to come. Now, the main reason why I felt like it was worth making a response video to this clip is because I think the clip makes a common error that all pre-tribbers make, and I'm not trying to pick on this particular content creator. I don't know anything about the guy. I'm not sure who it is, but I just want to point out that pre-tribbers often conflate two distinct eschatological concepts. Now, here's what I mean by that. The tribulation is not God's wrath. The tribulation is not God's wrath. Joel 2:31 says, "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come." The sun and moon are darkened directly before the day of the Lord, according to that passage right there. And if you study other scriptures, you'll conclude that the day of the Lord is when God's wrath begins to be poured out on the world. So the question is, when's the sun and moon going to be darkened? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ answers that for us in Matthew 24 when he says, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken." Now, here's the point I'm trying to make. If the sun and moon are darkened after the tribulation, and the sun and moon being darkened corresponds to the day of the Lord, which is the start of God's wrath, then the tribulation cannot be God's wrath, because God's wrath does not begin until after the tribulation, because they are distinct events. And for the record, verse 30 in this same chapter, Jesus said, "And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Jesus returns after the tribulation. That, folks, is just clear scripture that speaks for itself. You can't find anything remotely as clear to prove the pre-trib position. And so I had to mention it. Now, additionally, Revelation 6, it says in verse 12, And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Does that not sound exactly like what I read earlier in Joel 2:31? We're describing the same event, but verse 17, it says, for the great day of his wrath is come, present tense, is come, and who shall be able to stand? So according to the Bible, God's wrath does not come until the day of the Lord happens, the rapture, okay? And it says present tense, is come. What that means is everything that preceded this event was not God's wrath because it had not come yet. The tribulation is a period of 1,260 days, followed by 75 days of great tribulation, the wrath of the devil. And that's consistent with what Revelation 12:12 tells us when it says, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath. So of course, I agree with what 1 Thessalonians tells us. God has not appointed us to wrath, of course, but that's because the rapture happens after the tribulation, but before God's wrath, because the tribulation is not God's wrath. In fact, Revelation 12:12 attributes the tribulation to the devil and not God, which is why it says that it's the devil who has great wrath that he's about to afflict on the world there at the beginning of Daniel's 70th week, the final 7 years before the millennium. But the point of this video is simple, as I just wanted to show you that the tribulation is not God's wrath. And if this confusion can be cleared up for a lot of people, I do think they'll reconsider the pre-tribulation rapture position, because it seems to hinge on this idea that the tribulation is God's wrath, when in fact those are two distinct events, and I think I showed that clearly using the Bible. Look, I get it. The pre-trib rapture is a popular view. A lot of people believe it, but I don't think it's biblical. I don't think it's right, and I think that if people just understood that God's wrath and the tribulation period are different, then it would really help clear up the confusion on this. And I think that a lot of folks would begin to realize that they don't quite have the timing of the rapture right. And so that's all I have for the video. Make sure you subscribe and share it with friends and family if you'd like to. And stay tuned for more content.